Well, hello there, you wonderful folk of all your boo Facebook and Twitter. Welcome back to Cook-Along. This is Cook-Along Part 2. We're still cooking the potatoes. They're bubbling along. We've got them on a relatively high heat on the hob. And what I'm going to do, actually, I'm going to take my knife. I'm just going to see what they are like in terms of... not quite. A little bit longer for those. We're actually making herby potatoes, and we've taken a big potato basically and sort of cut it and quartered it and then cut it and quartered it again. So we've got about give or take 14 or 15 slices of cubes of potato there, roughly chopped, not finely chopped or finely dimension. Beside me I've got a steamer ready. I'm gonna need a bit more water in that, see. Which I've got some baby carrot batons in one basket. I've got another basket because that will go a salmon fillet. And I'm just on the line about whether to add a parsley and chive sauce to the whole mix later on, or whether just to have it au naturel without the sauce. But the herbs I'm going to use for the potatoes, what we're going to do is bring them to the boil at the moment. We're going to mix some dill, some parsley, some rosemary and some sage. So, okay, that's what we're planning to do. So at the moment in the oven, which is on sort of 200 degrees Celsius, because I forget what it is, gas mark 6 or 7 I think, give or take. Those of you with gas cookers don't know, and you've probably got one of your conversion tables by your relative cookers, you know, to say this is, you know, 200 degrees Celsius or 190 degrees Celsius is X gas mark, whatever, you know. Anyway, so that's bubbling along quite nicely. So we've got on a high heat at the moment to try and speed the whole process up, basically. What we'll do is, we've got a baking tray in the oven, okay, because we spray some fry light onto it, which I know is kind of, we use the butter flavour fry light, that's what I've grabbed hold of, but it's, well, I didn't use that just so it stops the potatoes when they go in the oven on the baking tray from sticking to the tray when they've cooked. You can cook it for about, give or take 15 minutes or thereabouts, 15, 20 minutes in the oven, okay, and we'll cook the carrots for similar amount of time on steamer, and then towards the end of the process we'll add the salmon, cut the whole lot together and then serve everything up. That's the plan anyway. I say, well, me and I about whether you use the saucepan again, and I might just do make the parsley and chive sauce. It's a sauce mix, okay, but probably me and I about whether or not to bother doing that, quite frankly. More than anything else, you know, and as a result, I'm probably going to say tail with it, you know. So let us see what this is doing now. Hopefully, I might actually up the, well, let's put it up to the top. And you can probably hear it now, really, really bubbling away there too. As we wet it to the highest level, the water is coming out of, well, obviously steam is coming out of the pan. We've got we've obviously got the lid on the potatoes to speed the whole process up, basically. I'm going to be walking around wielding this knife, I think it's probably a bit dangerous, so I'll put that down there. What we'll do though, we'll use that in a second just to check that the potatoes hopefully are cooked right through. Okay, and we will see. So I'm just going to let that bubble away. I don't want it to, what we don't want to do is the water to sort of over drain out itself, because we want to drain that later. And once I'm doing that, I'll just see how the baking tray is doing in the oven, because I'll just take, put that in to warm it up. I can probably go out. Yeah, that's looking nice and ready to go. And what we'll do, as I say, is when the potatoes are done, we'll check them, we'll drain the water, put them in the colander, and then transfer them onto the tray, and then sprinkle the herbs on top of them, put the tray in the oven, pan it in 15 minutes or there, Okay. Yeah, 200 degrees, and give or take, cut for 15, 20 minutes or so. Same time, I put the carrots on in the steamer. Don't want to point at this because this is audio. Should really be doing this on YouTube, I know, but yeah, I don't have a face for telly, so you've got to make do with the audience, quite frankly. And then what we'll basically do is we'll stick the whole lot in, and that'll be it. And then we'll put the salmon on the top basket, or two baskets on the steamer. So I'm just going to add some more water, I think, to the steamer. I don't think that's going to be enough for the carrots and the salmon either. So let me just get some more water. And we'll put that, just top up that in the steamer water tank. There you go. Oh, that should be cool enough, you know. Right, so let me just stick that back in, like so. Now this is bubbling away quite nicely, isn't it, on the tatty front. So let's see how these are doing. Yeah, oh god, yes, that's good. Right, so that, we can turn the heat right down now. Down to 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, there we go. In fact, we'll turn the thing off. Like so, okay, nearly lost all our water. So what I'm going to do now, let me move you over there by the sink so you get the full flavour of what's going on. I'll take a colander here. What I'm going to let you do is just literally just drain the water. It's literally, at least we're drained off anyway. There we go. Righty ho, now let me just move you back here. This is the fun of doing this. Okay, pour you onto the, hang on a second. Pour the potatoes onto the tray. Okay, one corner there. What I'm going to basically do, if I take these, sort of the parsley, I think, just for change, and get the quite liberal sprinkling, okay, over the pieces. Okay, I need to get some more of that. Let's get some. Right. A bit of a shake. Let me just move that piece in there. Okay. The more close you go, it's easier to disperse. Right, let's do the sage, bit of sage. Okay. Just open that up. Oops. Like you say. Oops. A bit of sprinkling over things as well. And we'll finally add the put the dill. Tell me about dill, it's just nice to have that. Okay. Right, these are all to the herbs you buy. I've actually got a herb planter here. I won in a raffle not that long ago, you know. And, you know, must get around to using it. Right, so what I'm going to do is put a little bit of that on. Right, so there you go. Very sweet. Right, so if I put that back in the oven. Okay, got that for about 15 minutes. The patties right in the middle of the oven, top shelf, obviously 200 degrees on the thing. And let me just put the herbs away so they can go back in there. You go there, oh, you have there, you go there. And all the rest of it. There we go, animated outside. Anyway, another life day in Bentley here in Bristol. Right, okay. Oh, I'll leave you back in there. There we are. Right. Right, okay. Got that stuff. What? Anyway. So, that's on. So, right, let me stick the steamer on. So, I shall set you, my friend. Let me put the lid on. Get in there. And I'm going to put you on for 3 minutes. Okay, and we'll come back, say 6 minutes towards the end of that. We'll put the salmon in and then wait for the whole thing to go bing, which it does not quite as ecstatically like that, but it'll go bing, and then we'll take the herbs, the herby potatoes out, and serve the whole lot up, and that'll be tonight's supper basically. Which will be salmon, carrot batons, and herby potatoes. So that's what we're looking forward to. So, whilst we're doing that, let's just do a bit of a tidy up, because it's always good to tidy up whilst you're doing your thing, you know. And we can obviously get that sorted out as well. Okay, so we'll just get the everything ready. Stick stuff away that we don't need. I'm going to shut that vent anyway, got a bit done to it. Put it out ready anyway, so I'm not bothered, quite frankly. And looks like we've got a bloody place over there. Right, so that's all that done, and so let me just tidy everything up here. I was eating this carrot batten. You mean she's not talking in mouthful? Really, oh dear, would do off here. I didn't sort of talk about what's waiting over the cook. I mean, yeah, it's just now a case of playing. But, yeah, wait for the whole thing to cook. Well, we'll do. There's a wrench as well, that's the saucepan. And the coming up. I'm not going to do it. I don't think I'm going to bother the sauce mix, quite frankly. Yeah, I know I'm being lazy, but I'm thinking, do I really need it? I'm betting the fattening side, you know, more than anything else, and we don't want to go down that route. Well, I'm going to say, ham button. So, nothing I can really do. You say that. We will speak to you in a minute. Right, well, we've just had a bit of a pause once we've finished doing the washing up, and we're about to put the salmon in, so let me get that out of the fridge. Okay, this happens to be a lightly smoked Scottish salmon fillet. Other salmon fillets are available. Okay, so I'm going to do. Take you out your packaging. Got a nice sort of square chunk of salmon. Right. Gently lift the lid and pop it into the top basket like so. Put the lid back on. Whoop! Get in there. Delicate job you have to do here, right? Let me put that in the bin. There we go, right. That's all done. So we're gonna do that. Is literally wait for it to go ping in about 5 minutes or so, and then we can go ka-ching, and that's all done and dusted. So anyway, I'm gonna have to love you and leave you by the time, because oh no, we got about a minute left. That's fine. Hey dear. So wait for that to go ping, and then what we'll do is just plate up and see how the tatties are doing. They're in the oven at the moment, so they've been on for about give or take. Will have been on for about give or take 20 minutes or so, at 200 degrees Celsius, and which so you know what I should have done whilst we were just having that pause. I should have checked what is 200 degrees Celsius in gas mark. You know, I think it's something like 7 or 8, but obviously just check it. It'll tell you if you buy a pack of meals and stuff like that. I'll say, such and such. Gas mark, whatever. So anyway, we're coming to the end of this part of the proceedings, so I don't think we're going to get time to go for the thing to go ping before we finally say goodbye. So I'll say goodbye now and talk to you in a bit.